Big Strong Brute. And Paul from Big Strong Brute joins us now. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Joshua.
How do you do?
I am sensational. How are you?
Oh, I'm a bit of a sensationalist.
That's excellent.
Yeah. Your track, Teen Dreams, number one off your Pulling Teeth 3-inch CDR. You do have another one on the way, but...
Yeah, I do. Except I had every intention of burning a copy for you last night and bringing it in today, but I didn't get around to it.
That's right. You had good intentions.
I had good intentions.
Yeah, and that's all that matters.
But it will be out shortly if certain people get around to putting it out.
And true.
At that point, you'll be able to play it.
I just thought you were keeping in theme with your sort of casual attitude, because I've noticed that, you know, as a musician, Big Strong Brute has a tongue firmly lodged in his cheek. Which is, you know, appealing. Like, not only the axe name, the fact that you're not a big, strong brute.
Not
you're actually,
really,
you know...
in any sense.
Just a nice guy. to the, you know, the deadpan, self-aware, hence brazenly casual set that you do. Like, everything is sort of just like, yeah, guys, I'm just playing tracks. Deal with it. And I'm just wondering, when do you get serious?
Well, see, this is a quarrel that is often occurring within my own head. from time to time, I do wonder whether I should actually kick myself in the pants and maybe write some proper songs. But then I think that too many people write songs that you know, they take seriously, and no one else really gives a shit. So the way I see it is, like, you know, I can't really be bothered. Serious songs, they're good every now and then, but you just, I don't know, I just take life a little bit easier. I don't want people to look at me like I'm preaching some kind of truth or anything.
Even though you do a little bit of gospel sort of stuff?
Well, the gospel stuff is, I guess, very tongue-in-cheek as well, because I do that basically just because I listen to gospel music because it's like the catchiest style of music for me, I think. And that's why, because the Big Strong Brute's basically just about... catchy songs.
Yeah.
And so all the songs have immediate sticking power in people's heads.
Is that why you give them the 1 minute length, 2 minute length?
Yeah, kind of. I don't like to draw it out that much, although there is a new song on the new record that goes for 12 minutes. But that was just, yeah.
A psych drone jam?
Yeah, that was, it's pretty much another tongue-in-cheek drone, arse about pretty much, but... Yeah, the gospel thing is nothing to do with religion or anything like that. I just love gospel music because it's so catchy and so much fun. And so, especially when you perform it live and everyone's clapping and, you know, yelling hallelujahs and all that sort of stuff. There's nothing more
Amen.
Fun than that.
Yeah.
It's like a massive church service and all the crowd has to sing along and pump their fists in the air and all that sort of thing. It's good fun.
It's good fun. Do you ever go to service yourself to see the, you know, the reality of it, or just listen at home?
No, I don't. I've never... experienced, you know, live gospel music, but I'd love to experience the true kind of stuff in the south of Texas or something. I have no idea. That's how this
Texas.
I have this vision in my head of what it may be like from, you know,
yeah,
exposure to the media, but that could be completely wrong.
True. Well, I hope your dreams don't get shattered. Like, the next time you approach some sort of reverend and you're like, you know, can I sit in on your service? And then he's like, yeah, you can, and you do, and it's like, well, that's a bit different.
Yeah, and I'd be shattered if there were, you know, you know, slim to none amount of hallelujahs and no massive sort of women chanting and yelling and singing and clapping. I think that would be something that
Beautiful.
Would make me get up early on a Sunday morning.
It
would be fantastic.
Well, one of your lyrics from the song "O Lord" says at the end, "Because I am Jesus Christ," as in you. How do you feel about Easter?
Well, that's an interesting question. That song is just, it's pretty much a joke. It's kind of, it was meant to be this really, I don't know, it's difficult to explain, but if you listen to the song, it's like it's some kind of, sort of prayer to God or something, and then, kind of ends with me saying that I am Jesus Christ, which is a very blasphemous thing, and it's probably not a very nice thing to say, but I just thought it would be a funny spin on the end. It's like that shellac song, Prayer to God,
yeah,
where it's like, you know, you think it's going to be a nice song, and then it's praying that God, you know, kill his wife and her lover.
So it's
or
pretty
something.
Full on. But like with this music, like you said, it is tongue in cheek. So hopefully people get the joke.
Well, this is something that I've encountered since playing these songs live. People come up to me and want to know if I'm actually religious and all that sort of thing. And it's not that I'm not religious. The religion aspect doesn't ever come into my mind. But people think that I'm actually, you know, trying to preach to them and all this sort of thing, which is flattering in some aspects. But it's just an interesting way to interpret the music, I guess. I never saw it that way, but
no.
I just sing like that because it's catchy and gets people, you know, clapping their hands and that sort of stuff.